Hi, I'm Rob Snarsky from Snarsky vs. Snarsky, and I'd like you to join me and my psychedelic sidekick, Dr. Gonzo, on a musical exploration here on, and this one's introduced by, on Community Radio Station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's introduced by is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's introduced by...
After decades on separate paths and different continents, brothers Mark and Rob Snarsky recently reunited for a new musical project, Snarsky versus Snarsky, and their first release, Waiting for the Bell, a quietly powerful statement from two artists with deep roots in Australia's independent music scene. The Snarskys grew up in Western Australia before relocating to Sydney, where they formed Chad's Tree, a band known for its dark, moody sound and influences ranging from the Walker Brothers to Billie Holiday and the Velvet Underground. The group built a cult following in the 80s, opening for the likes of John Cale and Nico, and released a handful of well-regarded recordings before disbanding. From there, the brothers took divergent paths. Mark formed the Jackson Code, releasing four albums that were regularly played on community radio and were popular live. Rob, meanwhile, co-founded the Black Eyed Susans, whose early lineup included David McComb of the Triffids. Over eight albums, the Susans developed a richly orchestrated sound that earned critical acclaim and a dedicated following. Offstage, the contrast ran deeper. Rob, the more reserved of the two, is now a teetotaler. Mark, more outspoken, is not. In the past, these differences may have fed a sibling rivalry, but time and distance could have mellowed things to lead to a new kind of collaboration. For longtime fans, Snarsky vs. Snarsky is a welcome convergence. For new listeners, it's an introduction to two enduring figures in Australian music, still evolving, still worth hearing. Waiting for the Bell is a stunning collection of songs from two of Australia's most creative musicians, renowned for their exceptional songwriting and vocal talents. Rob Snarsky joins Dr. Gonzo to introduce the songs on Waiting for the Bell on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio 3CR.
Hi, I'm Rob Snarsky from Snarsky vs. Snarsky. I'll be talking about Waiting for the Bell. My brother Mark and I first began playing music in Perth amongst a small original music scene. Our first band was Chad's Tree. It was 1983. And you'd see the same people at each gig. Back then, Perth was dominated by cover bands, and there were only a few venues where original bands could get a foot in the door. In our first year, we supported several touring acts. I remember supporting John Cale, the Go-Betweens, Hoodoo Gurus. We eventually became friends with the Triffids and the Scientists, who encouraged us to head east to find a label and start recording the songs Mark had penned for Chad's Tree. Mark had been pretty busy writing songs and honing his craft. He also read a lot. I remember there were Doors Records and Scott Walker here and Velvets there, the occasional birthday party. I particularly remember one moment when I heard Marky Moon, the television album, around about this time. And Mark started collecting Tom Verlaine albums after that. We both loved the obtuse, intertwined, angular guitar playing. I'm not sure we ever got there, but that was our first aim. In fact, Dave McComb used to say Chad's Tree sounded like the Walker Brothers backed by television. I really love that quote. So eventually Chad's Tree did move to Sydney. We recorded two albums and several singles, had moderate success on the indie charts. We released music through Hot Records, Nude, and Waterfront as well. We toured a lot, miles up and down the Hume, supported Nico, the Bad Seeds, Ed Cooper. Then I left the band to return to Perth to pursue singing with the Black Eyed Susans, and Mark formed the Jackson Code. In years to come, our respective bands would play under the moniker Snarsky vs. Snarsky, which we continued in solo mode. So after Mark and I toured Snarsky vs. Snarsky shows a few years back, we decided the next time we should document what we'd been doing. We toyed with the idea of releasing a live recording, but neither of us are great fans of live recordings, least of all listening to ourselves. So with Snarsky vs. Snarsky, Mark and I swap each other's songs. So I sing his and he sings mine. We try and find different ways into them other than just adding the other's voices, though at times that appears to be enough to create a contrast that we're looking for to make them different. So I've been working with Shane O'Mara for the last few years on solo recordings and with the Snarsky Circus Lindy Band, and he became the obvious choice. He'd never met Mark, so I was looking forward to that and seeing if they got on. People often say that Mark and I are polar opposites, and it certainly appears that way if you skim the surface. Mark chain smokes and drinks. In fact, he insisted on going to the TAB halfway through our first session. So that kind of thing happens when we record together. I'm more of a teetotaler these days. Mark also doesn't have a lot of patience for the studio, and cabin fever sets in pretty early. So we both wanted to record as quickly as possible and not dilly-dally about too much. So we came pretty well prepared. The title of the album, Waiting for the Bell, is a boxing reference. For a time, we used to promote our shows just using old boxing images. I guess a reference to sibling rivalry in a way. So Waiting for the Bell is the start of round one. We also thought we'd revisit some Chad's Tree songs. Songs that we thought were worthy. So that was interesting. Were they better? Only you can tell me that. So the album starts off with a song called Tender Like a Bruise, which I wrote many years ago, originally for Renee Gay to sing, but our communication lapsed, and then I recorded the song myself for the album Wounded Bird. My brother always gravitated to that song. He really loved it. He seemed to connect with it on some level. So when we were compiling a list of possibilities for the album, this was on the top of his list. So I play numerous guitars and Mark sings Tender Like a Bruise.
Satisfies my love. my love turns my eyes to pins. My lover gets under my skin. I curl through the air like smoke, wraps hands around my throat, whispers sweet, whispers low. I've tried, but I can't let go of my love. My love, tender like a bruise, tender like a bruise, tender like a bruise is my love.
Mark has a tendency of writing songs about people leaving and eventually returning after some time apart. He writes in a very romantic sense. He himself lives in Spain, so he returns to Australia every couple of years. Bring Yourself Home to Me was originally recorded by his band, The Jackson Code, for the album The Things You Need. And the song was also covered by the late, great Jimmy Little, and is the closing track on his ARIA award-winning album, The Messenger. I remember hearing Jimmy's version in the final scene of an episode of Red Fern Now. It was a very proud moment. Here it is, Bring Yourself Home to Me.
A cripple that's got an inch to scratch on a limb that's not there anymore. And there's still mud on our brand new sheets. I stepped into a puddle when I saw someone that looked just like you. I leave the radio on all night. Sooner or later it puts me to bring yourself home to me. Bring yourself home to me. Bring yourself home to me. I can't remember what I said, I don't remember what I did. Dishes piled up in the sink and the clothes thrown on the bed. And then you slammed the door and the rain turned to pins. It gets dark early now and the lights aren't on when I come in. I leave the radio on all night. Sooner or later it puts me to sleep. Bring yourself home to me. Bring yourself home to me. Now on the bay, everything's quiet tonight. Let's meet out at the jetty and watch the refinery lights. So put your coat on, darling, and brave the rain. Bring yourself home to me. Bring yourself home to me. Bring yourself home.
Black Crow and a Locust Tree is a song about family. It's a song about strength, the bond, the flaws, the blood. I've had a fan analyse this song to perfection, which I'd never really had done before. This chap came up to me at a gig and dissected the song so well. It was really quite confronting. I felt a little exposed and kind of chuffed at the same time that someone had taken so much time to carve it up. It's a little bit Billie Holiday meets Nina Simone. I fingerpick nylon acoustic, and then I added some distorted Gretsch. It was a pretty spontaneous studio creation. Mark sings Black Crow and a Locust Tree.
Black Crow in a Locust Tree picks her fruit so carelessly. Summer I and summer not. What remains will wilt and rot. Black crow in a locust tree leaves the fruit to both the sun and rain. She spreads her wings and calls his name. Black crow in a locust tree. Black crow in a locust tree. Black crow in a locust tree. She picks the heart from wounded flesh. With one eye shut, still one eye's focused on the nest. It's blood that matters, it's blood and lies beneath in the mud. Black crow in a locust tree picks her fruit so carelessly. Summer ripe and summer not. What remains will wilt and rot. Black crow in a locust tree. Black crow in a locust tree. Black crow.
Consider the Moon was originally recorded when Mark put a band together with Martin P. Casey, Mick Harvey, Mark Dawson and T.B. Allen. They called themselves the Nearly Brothers, and they recorded in WA when we were all there for the Perth Festival performing the songs of David McComb. This song deals with the power and the mystery of the moon, and I always love the line, they say Buzz Aldrin didn't want to come back. as if the majesty of this experience of the moon landing could never, ever be matched. I can see that. Here's Consider the Moon.
You must consider the moon, whether it's a knife or a balloon. You must consider the moon. Even when it's gone, you know you're gonna see it soon. Their footprints are still there. How it must have felt to watch the world rotate, to see all those cities aglow, to be so far away from home, to feel the heat, to be so light, to feel like God's right hand man, then to come back to gravity overnight, overnight. Why dogs howl when it's a balloon? Why emergency rooms are always so full? And when the tides rise and fall, where does all that water go? To feel the heat, to be so like God's right hand man, and to come back to gravity overnight, overnight. Blood, hair, and broken fingernails. Every 28 days, how does it feel? Birdland, horse races, and cockfights. Fortune tellers, spiritual healers. They say Buzz Aldrin didn't wanna come back. They say Buzz Aldrin didn't wanna come back. They say Buzz Aldrin didn't wanna come back. They say
be careful to what you put your name to. Pretty clumsy title, but this is our first co-write since the days of Chad's Tree. I remember I was just plucking away at the guitar by the kitchen table one morning, and I had a simple picking pattern and chord progression. And Mark's ears pricked up, and he went away to work on some lyrics and a melody. It was pretty straightforward. Probably the purest harmony we've ever sung together. We're not great harmony singers. In fact, we're both drawn to the main melody. I guess we're alpha singers. Mark can't do it at all, but I attempt to. Here's our sweet harmonies in Be Careful to What You Put Your Name To.
Maybe I've dived too deep, I've never climbed to high. Might be my lack of sleep or the need for a lullaby.
Mark plays the rhythm guitar on this one. It's quite an unusual chord progression, strange sounding chords. They're not your standard majors and minors. It's a song he wrote called Who's Watching Who and I Sing. And we both have a bit of a dabble on the theremin, which I got someone from Taskmaster to put together because it was far too complicated for me. I bought one of those theremin kits. Shane went to town on the theremin too, and he double layered it and added some delay. And to me, it sounds a bit like a dog howling at a siren. And we added some simple drum machine, trying to get something like Suicide meets Nebraska meets Beck. A song about obsession. Who's watching who?
One, two, three.
my curtains open, can't even leave my room. My only contact is the errand boy who brings my weekly food, and my fingers have turned yellow, and every ashtray is full. So here I am watching you, and you're watching me, watching you, watching you. Sue's watching. You can get a little crazy just being by yourself, taking notes about a total stranger that don't make much sense. Sometimes you get your bearings right. By chance you catch the weekly news. So here I am watching you, and you're watching me, watching you, watching you. Who's watching? Sometimes I feel like I'm somebody else, watching you, me. Don't think I could get to know anyone any better, watching you, watching me, watching you, watching me. You can get a little crazy just being by yourself, taking notes about a total stranger that don't make much sense. Sometimes you get a little crazy just being by yourself.
Hi, it's Rob Snarsky here from Snarsky vs. Snarsky, and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their album here on 3CR. The Lay of the Land is the tale of a couple talking about some form of reconciliation. There's a real stillness to this song. I stripped it right back with a stop-start picking pattern, and it's not too dissimilar to Johnny Cash's Hurt in a way. And that's what it kind of reminds me of. It has an unexpected twist in the narrative too, you know, the games that people play. So I play guitar and Mark sings Lay of the Land.
Happened between
between you and me. Words floated out in space and drifted through the air. There was a smile upon your face, and you thought that I still cared. Across the sky and far across the plains, there was a stillness in the air. I found it difficult to breathe, and as I reached out for your hand, I watched you turn away. I watched you turn away and leave.
Here's another of Mark's songs where a person leaves and returns. There's this reoccurring theme to Mark's writing. He wrote this for Kathy Wemyss of the Jackson Code to sing originally. And Kath was Mark's Patsy Cline, I guess. For me, I went for an early Elvis treatment with a bit of backslap sort of echo on the vocal. And then Shane O'Mara, I insisted he added a big Gretsch solo. Neither Mark or I were capable. So Shane added some beautiful guitar. And I remember thinking of an early Gillian Welch song called Paper Wings. And it became the reference point for us with this song. This song is called It's Been Too Long.
It's been too long, been way too long. They've had their lines crossed. There's no way that he's coming home. Keeps finding traces of him in their room. Those dirty finger marks, old razors in the bathroom. He said, sorry, sorry, darling, but I better move on. It's been too long, been way too long. Yeah, he said, sorry, sorry, darling, but I better move on. It's been too long, been way too long. It's been too long, been way too long. She peeks through the curtain as the porch creaks. Underfoot keeps hearing the just a rusty chain on
sorry, darling, but I better move on. It's been too long, been way too long. Yeah, he said, sorry, sorry, darling, but I better move on. It's been too long, been way too long.
Is an early Chad's Tree song. So we decided to revisit some of our long distant musical past, reimagine the songs, add a different atmosphere. And we did that with this. We added driving drum machines, some fuzz guitars. It's another one where I play the instruments and Mark sings. So we have a basic drum machine creating the backbeat. Fuzz guitars, believe it or not, us guys, you know, wandering around in cardigans playing Cardi rock, we liked the Stooges way back when as well. Yeah. Stroller in the Attic.
There's a stroller in the attic. Tells you you've been like a brother to me. You can hear him tearing perfect strips of newspaper up there. Well, that's outside your door, shuffling the dice in his hand. Hold a crumbled piece of paper of yours. Under there is written all that he's wanted to know, all that he's needed to know, all that there was to know. Well, his eyes are stinging and his head is buzzing like a power line after a storm. I can't sleep up here anymore. You see outside your window, every 10 minutes there's a train. There's a train. There's a train. There's a stroller in the attic. Tells you you've been like a brother to me. He once drove for 5 days straight, and he hasn't been the same since. A windscreen wiper's scraping up the rain. His hand was scratching a track on a newly born vein. 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 Well, he's never known such enticement. He's such a long way from home. And every cat's eye that he passed, he saw her there in another man's arms. That's a ghost singing a prayer. Dear stroller, speed your way back to me. He walks the blind man's alley, so now his shoulders scrape the moss off the walls. He knows the city's tower of lights like sailors know the stars. And yes, that's him outside your door, shuffling a dice in his hands. And that's her in your arms, singing a prayer to dear stroller. Speed your way back to me. Speed your way back to me. Speed your way back to me. Speed your way back to me.
This is the second Chad Stray song that we revisit. It's called Crossing Off the Miles, and it's from the second album, Kerosene. It was one of two songs Mark asked me to sing for that particular album. Up until then, in Chad Stray, I just shared guitar duties, and sometimes I played the bass. It has the sweetest melody and great chord progression. It's another of Mark's leave, search and return songs. So I play and sing, and Mark provides some deep resonant backing vocals. In fact, I don't know why I didn't sing it, but here we have Crossing Off the Miles.
Titles and the deeds to claim what was rightfully his. And he lives in the basement of a terrace, and he keeps pretty much to himself. He has a map of the country on his wall, different colored drawing pins for different roads. Different colors but different roads. He knows he's getting closer. He can feel it in his bones. Different colors but different roads. He knows he's getting closer. He can feel it in his bones. He's just crossing off the miles. He's just crossing off. Crossing off the miles. Took him time to get to sleep at night. Took him time to get used to all those sirens in the night. He'd awaken and mistake them for firecrackers going off on a June night. Street lights threw patterns on his wall. He'd look to his map to see a starfish glow.
clinging to a rock or a Catherine wheel, ready to roll. Different colors for different roles. He knows he's getting closer, he can feel it in his bones. Different colors for different roles. He knows he's getting closer, he can feel it in his bones. He's just crossing off the miles. He's just crossing off the miles. He'd forgotten so many simple things. Her date of birth, the place that she once lived. Did she fear heights? Did she ever learn to swim? What was her drink? Was it vodka? Was it vodka? Was it vodka? Or was it gin? Different colors for different roads. He knows he's getting closer, he can feel it in his bones. Different colors for different roads. He knows he's getting closer, he can feel it in his bones. He's just crossing off the miles. He's just crossing off the miles. He's just crossing off the miles. He's just crossing off the miles.
You'll See the Moon appears originally on my album Searching for the Heart of It All, where I had a few guest singers singing my songs. I've really enjoyed having other people sing my songs, probably more than listening back myself. It gives me an opportunity to enjoy the music without carving up my delivery or, you know, imperfect pitch or things that I find flaws in. That's the problem with creating music. I find I can't listen to my own. You'll See the Moon is heavily influenced by my favourite Australian band, The Apartments. It has a sombre tone, which is interesting because it's actually a hopeful song. But it's another mysterious moon song. Shane O'Mara plays some guitar harmonics and tremolo guitar, and I added some sleigh bells. And Mark sings in this very sort of expressive way. It reminds me a little of Scott Walker sings Jacques Brel. Here we have the closing track, You'll See the Moon.
Deserve something so cruel.
you hurt? Who didn't you love? Or something's not right? Or something went wrong? The day seems so dark, and the night seems so long. I can see that it's hard. You keep on missing the train. You don't jump over puddles when you walk in the rain. Feels all like you have left is just sand in your pockets. But don't forget, don't forget, don't forget, don't forget.
So Mark's planning to return to Australia later this year. He's got some solo shows, and I've got an album tour with Snarsky Circus Lindy Band, which is the band I have with Lindy Morrison from the Go-Betweens, as well as Evil Graham Lee from the Triffids, Dan Kelly and Shane O'Mara. We have an album coming out called What's Said and What's Left Unsaid. Mark's bringing a new double album from Spain with him, and he's planning to do some recording in Perth. And hopefully, if we have enough time, we'll do another Snarsky versus Snarsky album. We've talked about that and talked about different songs. So we'll continue to do that and see what happens when he arrives back. As far as Waiting for the Bell goes, I've been told that the vinyl has sold out, but you might be able to find a copy at Rocksteady Records from Pat Monahan in Melbourne at Mitchell House. I don't think we'll repress. I'm not really a big fan of repressing, not even CDs. I feel like, you know, sell a few hundred and move on. I'm not sure what that's about. I'd just like to thank everyone who's listened to the show and thank Dr. Gonzo at 3CR, anyone who's listening on Apple Podcasts, anywhere in the world. So it's bye from me, Rob Snarsky from Snarsky vs. Snarsky. And you've been listening to the songs from Waiting for the Bell. Thanks again.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time.
Hi, I'm Rob Snarsky from Snarsky vs. Snarsky. Please support community radio station 3CR. Get involved if you can and find out more at their website at 3cr.org.au.
Thanks to Rob Snarsky for introducing the songs from Waiting for the Bell by Snarsky and Snarsky. I thought I'd finish by playing a track each from Rob and Mark Snarsky's previous releases, from Chad's Tree, The Jackson Code, and The Black Eyed Susans. Starting with Chad's Tree and Lipstick, entitled Vines, originally a demo recorded at Shelter Studios in Perth, followed by Sophie's Torch Song by The Jackson Code from Strange Cargo, released in 1992, and finally Deliver Me by the Black Eyed Susans from their album Shangri-La, released in 2003. Thanks for spending your time with Dr. Gonzo here on 3CR. Please come back, same time, same channel, for And This One's Introduced By. Thank you.
Star review.